Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Smartest thing I've ever heard anyone say about anything.
Good morning and welcome to the Courtney and Company Show. I'll be your host this morning. I don't know. I'm Courtney, Lance, Kevin. Jen will be here soon. We've got a lot to do today. The weather is weird.
Mm.
It's been a little depressing.
No.
But I enjoy the warmth.
That's true. Yeah, I got that.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
But I am excited to get away. I'm going to Arizona next weekend.
Nice.
It's not the hot heat I was hoping for.
What's the weather like out there right now?
It's mild.
It's like low 70s.
And, you know, you got to be careful, too, in the desert because nights get really cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now I got to pack, like, you know, jackets and stuff.
Jackets. Wait a minute. That's a new store. Jackets and stuff.
I don't know. I don't want to complain because I am going to the... I've never been to the desert, so I'm looking forward to it.
You should have fun. What part of Arizona?
Scottsdale. We're doing a stay-and-play thing.
Yeah.
I think it's for business people that, like, they set... You stay in this condo, and they book all your tee times for you.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. My golf game is probably not looking forward to it. I haven't picked up a club in, you know, usually winters in St. Louis, you can get out a bunch, more than you think.
Yep, true.
This winter has been, nope.
No,
you're right. Not going to play at all. Enjoy the indoors. So today we have a lot going on. I don't even know how we're going to fit it all in because we've been doing the movie trailer game all week long, and we'll continue to do that. We were giving out movie passes to Marcus Wehrenberg Theaters. Because the Oscars are next Sunday, so we want you to be able to go see a movie that you've been wanting to see before the Oscars. We have that three times, so three chances to win there. We also have Schmig Schmackdown that we do every Friday morning. That's at 7:40, and today you are playing for tickets to Macklemore and Kesha. So that's at 7:40. We then have the Justin Timberlake tickets that we've been giving away since Wednesday. We will do that again. And who won the show, a new feature on the show where we're all uncomfortable about what our coworkers think of us.
The only feature where we're uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't think that's true, do you?
No.
I'll talk Olympics. Oh, and we have a big announcement about how you can score a bunch of money from us starting next Monday. And we'll do that around 7:10 this morning. So I don't know how we're going to fit it all in, but we will definitely try. Weather-wise, like I said, it's mild, but there is drizzle. And patchy areas of fog and cloudy during the day. But we're going to get up to about 55. And then more rain tonight. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms. If we're going to have this weather, can we at least have dry?
Nope. No. Right.
62, the high on Saturday, and then sunny and 55 on Sunday.
Did you say that there's a chance of swizzle?
Swizzle? Didn't I say drizzle?
No, you did. I've got Olympics on the brain. I've got skating on the brain.
Oh, the swizzles.
The swizzle.
The swizzles are my favorite thing in ice dancing.
I know.
It doesn't look easy, but we will talk Olympics and last night and the Russians.
Yeah.
I mean, can you believe that we have not medaled, the women have not medaled in the Olympics since, I think, 2006?
Really? In terms of skating?
Women's figure skating.
Wow, that's...
Really?
Yeah.
It's been that long of a drought?
They were a powerhouse for so many years, and now, I'm sorry, OAR. They've got... they just keep pumping them out, and we've got to play catch-up. We just don't have the talent. But I'm going to quiz Kevin on something that has to do with figure skating from last night. You know it's going to involve spelling.
Oh.
So we'll do that at some point this morning. All right, here's Lance with another look at the roads.
Yeah, you know, Friday mornings tend to be kind of quiet, generally a little quiet.
198 BB Rexa in Florida, Georgia line with Meant to Be. It's 6:10 now on the morning show.
Time for the movie trailer game.
Woo!
I'm going to start trying to pump myself up. like Oprah does. I think she does that just to help herself.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you know the drill. All week long we've been doing this game. We'll give you the voiceover from a movie trailer from a classic movie. Your job is to guess the movie trailer. Tough time yesterday. We had to give a clue with Roadhouse. Nobody could figure out the Roadhouse trailer. So Laz has taken the voiceover lines and redone them. You have to guess what this classic movie is.
The most powerful click at Westerberg. Most people would die to get into it. Veronica would kill to get out of it.
Oh, that's an easy one, I think.
I think.
All right.
I watched it recently. 314-531-9898 from Illinois. 618-397-9898. Play it one more time.
The most powerful click at Westerberg. Most people would die to get into it. Veronica would kill to get out of it.
All right, so we have Marcus Werenberg theater passes for you. If you guess what movie that is, let's go to the lines now. They are ready to go. Hi, Y98, what is that movie? Nope, they hung up, Kevin.
Oh, no.
Y98.
Oh, no.
Y98, what's the movie?
What's the movie?
Is it Heather?
Is it Heather's? Of course
yes!
It's Heather's!
Yes!
Congratulations. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Oh, that's a good name. Jennifer, you can watch Heather's right now on Netflix, but we want to send you to the theater, Marcus Werenberg Theaters. You have a pair of tickets to go see any movie you want, whether it's Oscar nominated or something just for fun. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jennifer. Hold on. And I think we're going to play it before the end of this hour again. So be listening. Lots of giveaways today that we've got to stuff in to a short amount of time. So we'll have those passes for you. Justin Timberlake tickets. Lots of stuff this morning on the show.
But right now, Lance Hildebrand, another rainy commute. 46 now downtown as he takes another look at traffic.
Just can't shake those wet commutes. And we've got another one this morning. Let's tell you that...
Y98 with Courtney, Jen, Kevin, Lance Hildebrand. A lot of stuff coming up on the show. Jen will have your schmig and tell you what is all in the schmig.
And you need to listen to the schmig for Schmig Schmackdown
yes.
at 7:40.
Yep. 7:40, great prize, Macklemore and Kesha tickets. But we also have Justin Timberlake tickets. We have a big announcement at 7:10. And the uncomfortable segment we like to call Who on the Show. That's in the 8 o'clock hour.
Justin Timberlake in the 7 o'clock hour, though, right?
Yes, yes. Okay, so online, Kevin posted, a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites, though, is a guy that was trying to steal a car and tried to get the cops to believe he was Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, no.
The mugshot and the side-by-side photos.
I have to see. Hold on. Was he, like, drunk and or high?
He just, his hair, well, I mean.
Does he wish he were drunk and or high because he doesn't look anything like him?
He doesn't look anything like him. You can see the side by side. Although Matthew McConaughey's, his looks, since he lost all that weight.
He looks a lot different now, too.
Yes.
And it's kind of like his career choices.
Don't you feel like he screwed up his body?
Yes.
Like crash dieting?
I don't know.
I don't think
he's ever gotten back to the way he looked from that. Dramatic weight loss.
Right, yeah.
What movie was that? I don't even remember the movie.
Dallas Buyers Club.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get a point, Kevin.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Oh, it's up there. Kevin told me it was.
Okay.
And then there's another thing up there. This Women in Math conference that they had at a college.
Yes.
And I guess there's a photo. It's a photo of the day. All male speakers.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
that's there was no one who raised their hand like, should we put a woman on the panel?
I know.
Just so this doesn't get tweeted out.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff. Olympic medal count, all the stuff you can always find at 198.com. But I love this. And I want to find out. It says moms, but I want to hear from dads too. Kevin, you will play the part of the father.
Oh no.
All right, I'll try.
2/3 of moms hide the good snacks from their kids and significant other.
Yes, they're on the top shelf where they can't reach them, even with a stool. Take that.
They'll find them someday. Remember when you found the baking chocolate?
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was a good idea.
Yeah. But Nora's good at like...
sniffing it out?
Well, she gets like an extra tall chair and she won't even tell me. She won't even ask me. She knows she's not supposed to get it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, normally they say, hey, can I have that up there? And you say no. No, she'll just take a chair and climb up there. And then she'll come into the living room with it. And I'm like, well, how did you get that? Oh, I used it. And then I look and she's got this whole contraption set up to get up to the top shelf.
Kevin?
You know, it's funny. My kids, we kind of have different snack, you know, tastes. And I'm pretty good about not
eating. You like candy. What child does not like candy?
Yeah. See, that's the thing. You're not hiding that because that's readily available.
Right.
Like if I want some Bissinger's chocolate that is not cheap and I feel like kids cannot appreciate the quality,
yeah, right,
expensive chocolate that I'm eating, not expensive, but I mean compared to like what, you know, they're getting
an Oreo cookie.
Right.
Yeah.
That goes on the top shelf because they'll eat it. They'll like down it and be like, oh, yeah,
not appreciate the fine chocolatiers.
Come on.
I mean, my kids go for the, you know, they like yogurt.
Wow.
All right. I mean,
you do have different snack tastes.
I know.
My dad, when I was a kid, it's my favorite memory of him, about him. He loved ice cream and Hershey's syrup. Loved it. And I remember I found two of his hiding places. One was behind the curtain in the dining room, just the bottle of Hershey's syrup sitting on the ground behind the curtain.
After you open it, you have to refrigerate that
stuff. He didn't.
On the ground behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Awesome. Because the curtains were never open and closed. They were just the panels.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
You know what I'm talking about? But I was looking out the window one day for like looking for a friend. And I'm like, what's this? Oh, okay, Dad.
Chocolate syrup.
The other one was his... in the closet, inside the pocket of his coat.
That was his on-the-go syrup.
Yeah,
I know. I'm telling you.
I love it.
He travel.
I call that travel syrup.
Oh, my gosh. But here are the most popular places that moms eat their secret snacks.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Snicky snacks.
No.
Snicky snacks.
The car or in bed? Those are the two places.
Yeah.
At first when I read this, I thought that's where they were hiding their stuff. I'm like, where are they hiding it in their bed? That's not very comfortable.
The car or bed. The only two places where maybe the kids will leave you alone, because guess where you're not eating it? The bathroom. They'll find you.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of gross.
It is gross, but I mean, I don't think I've peed alone in 9 years. Okay. Entertainment Schmig coming up in a minute. Celebrity surprise pregnancy, and we'll also talk about Snapchat, how they lost $1.3 billion thanks to one simple tweet from a celebrity.
Curious.
That's coming up in the next 6 minutes on Y98.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Rachel McAdams, what's been going on with Rachel? I know a lot of people are still holding out hope that she'll get back together with Ryan Gosling. That's not happening, everyone. He is happy with Eva Mendes. And Rachel apparently has been dating a guy named Jamie Linden since 2016. He's a screenwriter. He's written a bunch of screenplays, including We Are Marshall. They keep a low profile.
So he's been really busy.
Yeah, yeah. A couple other movies, but they're not as big as I would say We Are Marshall is like the biggest one he's written. They keep a low profile. So low that someone saw them having dinner in Atlanta last week and said Rachel was heavily pregnant. Like she could maybe give birth at any day pregnant. Yes.
Wow.
Which again speaks to... If you are a celebrity and want to stay out of the public eye and you're not Jennifer Aniston.
I was going to say, there's nothing she can do.
Oh my gosh. TMZ took a picture of her because she was coming out of Jason Bateman's
party.
New film. Mm-hmm. They did a screening at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood.
Oh yeah, for game night.
Yes. And you know, they've been friends for years and they've done 5 movies together. They have a picture of her going out to her car. They're like, she looks very sad.
And she came out of a comedy. She should be happier. Who walks around like this?
You know what I bet? Here's what I think happened. She like had a fine night. And she walks out into the garage and sees the paparazzi and like makes this face like,
yeah.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. And all it takes is making that face for 1 second and they've got her on camera. Like seriously, I can't get away from you people. Just want to have one night hanging out with my friends. Brendan Fraser. Why haven't we seen him for a long time? Well,
because he's not the best actor.
Oh, you're going to feel bad about saying that.
Dudley Do-Right?
That's right.
Come on.
Following the Me Too movement, he said he was inspired to tell his story.
Oh, great. Why did I just open my big fat yapper?
Apparently back in 2003, he was touched inappropriately by the former president of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, the people who put on the Golden Globes. The guy's name, Philip Burke. Fraser says that at a luncheon for the Hollywood Foreign Press, Burke went to shake his hand, but his other hand grabbed his butt cheek and some other stuff happened, which...
And he was well an adult then.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, what kind of handshake is that?
That is gross.
He said he rushed out of the room, but he was depressed and miserable. He retreated. He became a recluse. And because of that, work kind of disappeared after a while. After a while, people stopped asking him. Because when you're not out in public, you don't have, like, the latest... best movie, people stop asking you. By the way, this guy Burke says, total fabrication. Pinched his butt as a joke. Well, then it's not a total fabrication,
no,
sir.
Right.
And then he also said he did write Brendan an apology after his reps demanded one, but he admitted no wrongdoing. Then why would you write an apology? You sound guilty, sir. That's just my two cents.
I apologize to Brendan Fraser.
Snapchat dropped $1.3 billion yesterday, and their market value was slashed all because Kylie Jenner sent out a tweet saying, so does anyone else not open Snapchat anymore, or is it just me? Ugh, this is so sad.
Oh, my God.
That's it. No. That's all it takes to lose $1.3
billion. That shows two things, the power of Kylie Jenner, and for those who say, Twitter's not that big a deal.
Well, yeah, right.
If you can cost a $1.3 million valuation loss in another stock, yeah, you are.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
A lot of people are unhappy with Snapchat's redesign. There is someone who used to work here who sent a strongly worded letter to Snapchat, and it's like the first time she's ever written to a company. She's so upset about the Snapchat redesign. It's very unpopular. But then 10 minutes later, Kylie tweeted, still love you though, Snap, my first love. Some people are also thinking that in addition to Kylie's tweet, which I'm sure had a lot to do with it, there is the recent news that CEO Evan Spiegel, he's married to Miranda Kerr, who is formerly married to Orlando Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
Evan Spiegel just got a bonus totaling last year $637 million, the third highest payout ever received by a CEO.
That's very similar bonus to what we get around here.
Totally.
Very similar. So similar.
It's like a mirror.
Yeah, exactly, except our decimal point is about...
it's before the six.
Yeah, it's about eight digits to the left.
It is before the six. Movies out this weekend. You have Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams in Game Night.
Jason Bateman, to me, can do no wrong in anything.
And here's the question about Rachel McAdams being pregnant. Has she not done any publicity for this film? Apparently not.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Apparently.
Nice.
Natalie Portman in Annihilation and A Fantastic Woman. It's a story about members of the morning show. TV tonight, primetime Olympic coverage, same for tomorrow, and then closing ceremonies are on Sunday. I don't know. Are you going to watch the closing ceremonies or The Bachelor, The Women Tell All? Or Big Brother Celebrity Edition finale?
Nope.
All three on at the same time.
Women Tell All is always good, plus Crystal will be back.
Yes.
It'll be good.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40. Don't forget Schmig Schmackdown at 7:40. We have tickets to see Kesha and Macklemore at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And we'll play the movie trailer game just before 7.
We will.
And Justin Timberlake tickets
a question
after 7. I just wanted to make sure we were still doing it.
You're good.
Lance Hildebrand now with another look at traffic.
Sponsored by Kidda. Let's...
Y98, it's 6:55 with the movie trailer game. Let's hear it one more time.
The membership's exclusive. The help is outrageous.
You know what that means? There's big news coming.
big. This is, I mean, this is kazoo big.
I mean, I don't know. A kazoo can't even get as big as it really is.
It's back, and it's bigger and better than ever. The 12K a day on
Y98. Yeah!
It's a multi-city contest. But before you tune us out when we say multi-city contest, we've done these text to win contests before, which are, number one, super easy.
Yes.
And number two, chock full of local winners. I mean, just the last text to win contest we did, where we gave people a chance to go to the night before the concert up in Minneapolis, the beginning of February. We had the grand prize winner here in St. Louis who not only went to see Dave Matthews, but got tickets to the Super Bowl.
And all she did was texted a code word to a number.
Oh my gosh, so easy. And we are going to give away, starting Monday morning, $1,000 12 times a day in this multi-city contest. So at 6:10, 7:10, 8:10, you get the drill. Up until 5:10 with Paul Cook every afternoon, we give you a different code word each hour. And you have almost an hour to text that code word to the short code 72881.
Put that in your phone right now so you have it handy.
Yes.
72881.
This starts next Monday. One randomly selected nationwide entrant each hour wins $1,000. $12,000 a day. You can do this. We have faith in you. Whenever we do this contest, we have tons and tons and tons of St. Louis winners because you know how easy it is to text and win.
Yeah, and all the winning starts Monday morning with us at 6:10. Very exciting.
I know.
We are not eligible.
I know. Exciting weather. Well, that starts on Sunday. It looks like we're going to have some rain tomorrow. But sunny and 55 on Sunday, 60 and sunny on Monday. So it looks like we'll be in the 60s for most of next week. Pretty exciting. Spring is almost here.
Yeah, and you know, like in 2 weeks, daylight saving time.
Oh yeah.
Bring
Thank
on
you.
The daylight.
Do it. We lose an hour, but that's okay. We'll take it. 45 now downtown. And Lance Hildebrand with another look at traffic.
Yeah, these wet roads are giving...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.